What's stank out your place? 13, 27, 10.
We don't want to hear about your dad.
No, no, because that's a given.
Yeah.
The last couple of days around the Triple M building, there's been something wrong.
There has got to be something dead nearby.
Look, we still don't even have a conclusion as to what it is.
Yeah, but you and I, experience on the planet,
we're
like, it's got to be something dead, doesn't it?
It has to be.
Like a possum.
Yeah,
birds,
or a rat,
something.
Possibly.
Oh, yeah, a whole family of rats, because it's very strong.
I had that underneath my barbecue.
Oh, I'm going to puke.
What?
What was underneath your barbecue? Yeah. A family of rats?
No, not a family, but a dead rat had snuck under there. And every time, you know, I'd fire it up, I'm like, there's something wrong.
No! I can't even bear to hear this.
What? We're all adults here.
You barbecue with a rat stuck underneath it, dead.
Yeah, for about 4 or 5 days or times. And I'm like, oh, there's something really wrong. And then, okay, I've got to clean the Barbie. And then as I was found that little sucker under there, oh, it's you.
Jeez.
Yeah, it is. But they do it. They stank up your place sometimes.
They do.
Look, I've had... I'm going to say this again.
So you've got a whole bunch of stories of this.
Oh, I've got a few.
Wow.
Look, my dad cleared an open tent, but again,
we don't want to hear about the dads. 13, 27, 10.
Triple M, who's this?
It's Gaz. How are you doing?
Oh, here we go, Gaz.
I honestly didn't think anyone would call, Gaz, but
my stomach's okay at the moment. what stunk up the place?
A dead cat.
Oh no.
We went away on holiday for about a month a few years ago now.
Mm.
And when we got back into the house, there was a terrible smell and we thought it was something to do with the air conditioning. We got the air conditioning cleaned, nothing. I don't drive our car that often.
Yep.
And a couple of days later, I pulled out of the drive and there was this manky, horrible, dead cat right under the car. It was by one of the wheels. You couldn't see it.
Oh, no.
It was a poor little thing must have died there weeks before.
That's awful. You know what? It could be a cat around here.
And it lingers as well. Even after you've done the clean, it lingers. And there's nothing you can do about it except Glen 20 there. Hell out of it.
Does it ever? Yeah.
Okay, cool. I feel ill. Thank you so much for sharing,
guys. Okay, get me out right here. Get me out.
Yeah. Oh, that's sad.
13, 27, 10, who's this?
Oh, it's a groundsman.
Morning, groundsman.
Stank out yours.
Oh, look, hey, you know, when we get our administration building locked up like a tighter than a nun's nighty, and the geckos come out for a party, one or two of them might drown. And when they die in water, my heavens, it is just rancid. And the thing is, when you're going to pull them out, they're like pulling out slime.
What
water were they drowning in, by the way?
The air conditioner water. They must be like having a party in it, or it's hot, so they have a swim.
So yeah, the geckos as well.
There is a lot of problems with geckos and air cons. We've found out.
I didn't know they actually stunk when they died.
Stank out the place.
They're rancid. They really are rancid. Like if you could put two dead cane toads in a bottle and let it ferment for a week, geckos still outdo it.
Yeah,
I was just thinking I'd do that after the show at 9 o'clock. So thanks for the reminder.
You know what? And if you're still with us right now, good on you.
Triple M Studios. Smell like something dead
we
or something really bad,
something
but we
going
cannot
on.
Find the source of it.
No.
So Ron has called through. You have a couple of suggestions about what it might be?
Check your office for flavoured milk bottles.
Yeah.
We know about those.
We're
culprits.
All across that one, bud.
All right, number two.
Yep.
The second one, there was this couple. They'd been married for a long time.
Yeah.
And they had a multi-million-dollar house. He went off with his secretary.
Oh, yeah.
So she said, give me 3 days in the house. She said, and then I'll move out. Uh-huh. So the first night she feasted on caviar and prawns and all that sort of stuff. But what she did with all the bits, she shoved them down the end of the curtain rods.
Then
she moved out. A couple of months later, the place started to really smell up. They spent thousands and thousands of dollars on getting cleaning bills and everything like that.
Yeah.
And eventually it got too much for them. They decided to sell the house. So she bought the house at less than 10% of its value.
Yeah,
it's genius.
And the kicker is they took the curtain rods with them.
Maxie and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's
Triple M.
Triple M.